Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 20.
Yat Sankulam Hari Pradanti Matra Drishtaye Vaidurya Markat Hemamayer Vimani Esham Bratakati Tatasmita Shobhi Mukhya Krishna Atmanamannara Raja Adhur Utsumayatyaha.
The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made up of lapis lazuli, emerald and gold. Although crowded by the consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated to passion by their mirth and beautiful charms. Purport. In the material world, opulences are achieved by materialistic persons by dint of their labor. One cannot enjoy material prosperity unless he works very hard to achieve it. But the devotees of the Lord, who are residents of Vaikuntha, have the opportunity to enjoy a transcendental situation of jewels and emeralds. Ornaments made up of gold, bedecked with the jewels, are achieved not by working hard, but by the benediction of the Lord. In other words, devotees in the Vaikuntha world, or even in this material world, cannot be poverty stricken. As is sometimes supposed, they have ample opulences for enjoyment, but they need not labor to achieve them. It is also stated that in the Vaikuntha world, the consorts of the residents are many, many times more beautiful than we can find in this material world. Even in the higher planets, it is specifically mentioned here that a woman's large hips are very attractive and they stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have a large hips and beautiful faces and are decorated with the ornament of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies of the women cannot attract them. In other words, there is enjoyment of association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship. The residents of Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure, so there is no need of sex pleasure. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes and made up of lapis lazuli, emerald and gold, although crowded by their consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated to passion by their mirth and beautiful charms. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakapad Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunat Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Varyana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaurav Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here the opulence of Vaikuntha planet has explained. People basically work so hard in this material world to achieve the material enjoyments. They work day and night to achieve all that material facilities and comforts in their life. But if you see that in the devotee's life, they are not hankering for all these things. But these things are readily available for them by the mercy of their Lordship. As it is said, that magi tyasi lave bhigyasi na magi tyachi rama hoye dasi. The person who really try hard to get the material opulences in his life, he has to beg and he has to work hard to get that. But the person, like a devotee who does not have an interest in that, it is easily available for them. They don't have to waste or labor to achieve all that things. And especially, as explained in this verse, they never get agitated with the opposite sex or the beauty of opposite sex. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, that raso varjan rasopyasya parama drishtvani vartate. Because they have the wonderful association of the most attractive personality of a Godhead. So they don't have any attraction for other sense gratification. As in previous verses we have seen, that devotee, they does not have attraction for the material sense gratification. In the next verse, it is explained again the beauty of women in the Vaikuntha planets. Shri Rupini Kanvayante Charanaravindam Leelambhujena Harisadmani Mukta Dosha Samallakshet Spatika Kodya Upetya Himni Samam Rajat The ladies in the Vaikuntha planets are as beautiful as the goddess of fortune herself. Such a transcendentally beautiful ladies, their hands playing with the lotuses and their leg bangles tickling are sometimes seen sweeping the marble walls, which are bedecked at intervals with the golden borders in order to receive the grace of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. As explained in Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Supreme Lord Govinda is always served in his abode by the many, many millions of goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Sahastra Shatasamrava Sevyamanam. These millions and trillions of goddesses of fortune who resides in the Vaikuntha planets are not exactly consorts of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, but are the wives of the devotees of the Lord and also engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. It is stated here that in the Vaikuntha planets, the houses are made up of marble. Similarly, in the Brihat Samhita, Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the ground on the Vaikuntha planet is made up of touchstone. Thus, there is no need to sweep the stone in Vaikuntha, for there is hardly any dust on it. But still, in order to satisfy the Lord, the ladies there always engage in dusting the marble walls. Why? The reason is that they are eager to achieve the grace of the Lord by doing so. It is also stated here that in the Vaikuntha planets, the goddess of fortune are faultless. Generally, the goddess of fortune does not remain steadily in one place. Her name is Chanchala, which means one who is not steady. We find therefore that a man who is very rich may become a poorest of the poor. Another example is Ravana. Ravana took away Lakshmi, Sitaji, to his kingdom. And instead of being happy by the grace of a Lakshmi, his family and his kingdom were vanquished. Thus, Lakshmi in the house of Ravana is a chanchala or unsteady. Men of Ravana's class want Lakshmi only, without her husband, Narayana. Therefore, they become unsteady due to Lakshmiji. Materialistic persons find fault on the part of Lakshmi, but in Vaikuntha, Lakshmiji is fixed in the service of the Lord. In spite of her being the goddess of fortune, she cannot be happy without the grace of the Lord. Even the goddess of fortune needs Lord's grace in order to be happy. Yet, in the material world, even Brahma, the highest created being, seeks the favor of Lakshmi for happiness. So in this verse, how even the most beautiful ladies in Vaikuntha planets who are decorated with such opulent ornaments, even they take a sweep in their hand and they try to clean. What is their desire for that? They desire the grace of the Lord. And Prabhupada clearly says, even in the Lakshmi, she needs a grace of a Lord to be happy in her life. Then what to speak of us? Generally, people in this world who are materially motivated has a strong desire to earn money. For that reason, they run from pillar to post. They do severe austerities, anushthanas, vratas to get the grace of Mother Lakshmi. But she blessed them, but that blessing is also a temporary, because she resides in her form as a chanchala in their house. But one particular characteristic of Mother Lakshmi, who resides in Vaikuntha, has explained it here, is sthira. One of the name of Mother Lakshmi is chanchala. And as explained by Shani Dev in his prayers to Lord Narasimha, he says, chanchalaya chanchalataya Lakshmi padaya anya sthiraha. Lakshmi, who is Chanchala in this material world, or goddess of a fortune, she is a faultless in the spiritual world. What is her fault in this material world? That she is a Chanchala. She stays steady at the feet of Lord Narayana in the Vaikuntha planets. Then Draupadi gave example of Ravana, who wanted to enjoy Mother Sita, and that's why he abducted her. He kidnapped her and he took her to Lanka. And Sita ji Nanda Lakshmi. And Lakshmi ji, wherever she goes, by her grace, wherever she present, that place become the most opulent and everywhere there is a happiness. But here, totally topsy-turvy happened in Lanka. When Ravana, he took Mother Sita to Lanka, rather than becoming happy, day by day his family got destroyed. Rather than happiness, he started getting the lamentation. Because his intention to take Mother Sita to his place is to enjoy her rather than to serve. And materialistic persons find fault on the part of a Lakshmi. But in Vaikuntha, Lakshmiji is fixed in the service of the Lord. And in spite of her being a goddess of fortune, she cannot be happy without the grace of the Lord. So it proves that even the goddess of a fortune needs Lord's grace in order to be happy. And here it is said, even the greatest living entity in this world is Brahmaji. Even he seeks grace of Mother Lakshmi to get material happiness. So if you worship Lord Narayana, definitely Mother Lakshmi is going to stay with him, because she is being a chaste woman, she can't live without Narayana. But most of the people, they just worship Lakshmi, not Narayana. They don't care about Lord Narayana. But as explained here, or in the previous verse, Prabhupada says, this most enchanting ornaments bedecked with the costliest stones, in gold, they never obtain by working so hard. But Prabhupada says here, by the grace of God, you can get all these opulences. So if you get the grace of the Lordship or Lord's mercy, then you can attain anything in this material and spiritual world. Both. So, after reading all this description, we can understand the characteristic of a people who stays in Vaikuntha planet. How they are detached from all the attachments of this material world. In the next verse, again there is a description about how these devotees, they decorate the beautiful body of the Lord. Vapishu viduram tatasvamala amrutapsu prishan vitani javane tulasibhir isha Abhyarreti Svalangam Unnasam Ikshavak
शास्त्रम् उच्छेष्टितं भगवते अमत्तांगयच्छिरः.
The goddess of fortune worshipped the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulasi leaves. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised noses, and it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. In Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of goddess of fortune appears in the ponds of the transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord with the tulasi in her garden. So here we can see even goddess of fortune, she worships their lordship with the tulasi leaves which has planted in her own garden. So you can understand the glory of Tulasi Maharani. Even though Mother Lakshmi, she always stay at the lotus feet of the Lord, but Lord's lotus feet are adored by offering Tulasi leaves at her feet, at his feet. And here Mother Lakshmi, she is offering Tulasis for the pleasure of their lordship. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.